You're listening to another episode of I Know What Scared You in the 90s and early 2000s. I wish you chicken to China.
You wear those shoes in. It's tricky. Hello. You're in fact it. Hello. Welcome to a mini-sode of I Know What You Watched in the 90s, or I guess, given the month, I Know What Scared You in the 90s. I'm working on my scary voice.
That's terrifying.
As you can hear, that was Jason Hello. Congratulating me on being amazingly scary. Mm-hmm. And
this is Bryant.
And we don't have a Cassie.
That's Samantha, by the way.
Oh, yeah. This is a Samantha.
It's a new format for us. I'm trying to figure it out.
And so we are here. Oh, do you want to talk, Bryant?
Sure. So we, as you probably all have heard, there is a reboot, remake, sequel for The Craft.
Reimagining.
I genuinely have no idea what it is.
Yeah, and that's kind of the point of this. So we're going to watch the trailer. Ourselves. Yeah.
Clarification is the point.
we're going to watch the trailer of The Craft. I think it's called The Craft Legacy, right?
I believe that is true.
And then just before that, we're going to talk about our hopes for it. We'll watch the trailer. and then just do a little recap? No. After reaction. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
Just live reactions, man.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So what do you guys... Hold on. So there, I don't know if you guys like have heard much about The Craft Legacy.
No. I just know
it
that
was
it's
a thing until we watched the movie the other day.
I just know that it's coming at the end of this month.
Okay. So it's I think it was like I don't know if it's a show or a movie. I guess we'll find out. I think it's a movie, but it was directed by an actress, Zoe Lister-Jones.
Okay.
Who that is?
If you saw her, you'd probably recognize her. Hold on. I'm going to show them a picture.
But no, I did not know. I don't know much about it, and I am a new fan of The Craft. So what I am expecting is, I don't know.
Witches.
I haven't had time to build expectations.
She looks familiar.
I'm not entirely sure I know who that is, but
she was
seems
in a couple
like a
episodes
nice
of New Girl. I think she was like the congressperson in New Girl.
Oh.
She was in the show Life in Pieces. She was really funny. I think her first movie that she directed was a movie called Band Aid, which is really good. I liked it. She directed it, and then Adam Pally also starred in it. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was a really good movie. So I'm kind of excited that she is directing this one just because the other stuff I've seen of her, I've enjoyed. So, yeah.
That's good. It's positive. I guess I'm expecting it to be just more Teen Witch fun.
Jason?
Yeah, I don't really know what to expect. I hope it's...
Still set in the 90s.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome. I don't think 92. That's gonna be the case, but just looking at the cast, it looks like it's still in high school, which will be fun. David Duchovny's in it, so has a little bit of an air of realism. X-Files.
Oh.
Yeah. So maybe it's got some good talent in there. I mean, the cast looks pretty young, so I'm just hoping it's not... The only thing I'm really hoping for is not terrible. It's not cheesy and it's not terrible. I want it to be what I'm hoping for.
Just The Craft with better graphics?
Best CG.
with just updated.
Yeah, just bring them all back. No, I'm hoping for it. So I want it to be darker than, say, Sabrina. I want it to be a little darker than that.
The remake?
Teenage Witch.
The Netflix show or the...
No, I think he means the Melissa
Joan. Okay. No, I'm at the old one. I haven't watched that new remake. I think it's just pretty teenagers looking at each other for the most part. And that's what I don't want. I don't want what Archie is, where it's like more of a teenage love story with magic. I want it to be focused on the magic and the friendships of the witches and not all the other bullshit.
So the craft again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And Feruza Balk better fucking be in there somewhere.
Just bring back the craft.
Yeah, I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
You tune in and it's just they're rerunning the craft.
I don't want it to be cheesy. I want it to have some dark overtones, undertones, whichever they are, and actually go for it. That's what I want. I want it to be rated R, basically.
I think it is. Good. I think it is. If you look on IMDb, it says it is. Okay. So.
I'm excited that I don't know anyone who's in it. I don't know what to expect. I love going into things unseen or unknown. That's why I don't seek out trailers anymore, because it's more fun this way.
And yeah, that same. Okay.
I like watching the very first trailer and then I'm out. Is anything past the first one? The first one will give you an idea of what it is. And then, but the, anything
then they
after
give
that,
too much.
Then it's just watching the damn movie.
Yeah.
At this point.
Okay. Okay. So let's find this. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. I love that.
Oh, it's a Blumhouse.
That could go either way. Real good or real shit. Definitely a movie, though.
Okay, let's do this. I know it feels fast.
Oh, it's a mom now instead of a dad.
To have a family unit?
Come on in to meet the boys. I'm really excited.
Is that one of the original ones? Is that Rob? No.
It's David Coveney.
No, the mom.
Oh.
I know why the caged bird sings.
Wow. That is super nasty.
Ooh, this is getting
kind of... it's a Carrie reference.
This is getting a little Carrie-esque.
That's a rough start.
Hey, it happens to everyone.
Also, can that happen? One or another.
You should come over. No, after I mean maybe. I don't know. I can only comment on my. I can only comment on my personal experience.
What is all this? This is a ceremony.
They seem much younger than the original cast.
Well, they seem like the actual age they were supposed to be.
Well, yeah, I guess so, but.
Is this in the school?
No, that's at the house.
Just in time for first period.
Oh.
Kill him. Kill him. Motherfucking kill him.
Right there.
Basky. Half the battle of having powers is believing you do. That's why covens have always been on point.
Ooh, so all of them have powers. Cool.
Ouija board.
If we can do that.
I love that scene. I'm glad they brought that scene back.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh shit!
Rule of the craft. If a person is a danger to herself or others, they will.
Feruza! Okay.
I was starting to get a little worried.
Sorry, I was just hanging out with my friends. We've gone too far.
Was this just like some game to you?
Oh shit!
Jesus, I feel
different.
Be careful. A lot of weirdos out here.
We are the weirdos, mister.
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Okay. It's not yet rated. It's coming out in 2 weeks.
This is the first trailer, so, like, it probably was a long-ass time ago when they
That's true.
What's released that date it. Say? September 24th.
29th.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
I don't know then. Ooh. I mean, that was fun.
I feel like a lot more people are going to die, if I was to guess.
I feel like it's a little bit like Carrie meets, what was that movie, Chronicle? With Michael B. Jordan and the guy who played Green Goblin in The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Dean
Willem
DeHaan.
Willem Dafoe?
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh.
Dean DeHaan, right?
Oh, I like him.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that movie where like three friends get superpowers.
Yeah.
Or telekinesis.
One of them wants to be bad.
Yeah. And then it's just like.
I've never heard of this movie.
It's really good.
Huh. It's what it kind of reminded me of, but more of like Carrie.
Yeah.
But like, they're not. Out of the trailer, it didn't seem like they were attacking each other. They were mainly attacking everyone else.
Well, it really just, well, I guess they did have the one girl that smashed the other girl's head into the lockers. So, yeah, I guess so. It's very clear it's a continuation of sorts. I guess that's where the legacy comes from, because they show the picture of Firuza.
Which that was cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And she looked, it was like crazy Firuza too.
And it was a 90s Polaroid.
Uh-huh. Oh, you think I didn't know this? But it was like post-Joker Firuza, where her hair was all crazy, like right before she went to the asylum.
At what point, in the process, she's like, I need to, prosperity.
Yeah, I don't know when she took that picture.
What's her name?
It was her, like, Sally? Mugshot. No. Nancy.
Nancy, like, she's like, hey, Firuza, quick.
I'll see you later. So that I like that there's a clearly some sort of connection to the either just Firuza or the others from the movie before to this. So I mean, Bloodlines or something, I don't know. But I like that they've tried to tie it back to this and it's not just a reboot.
Yeah, that was cool. That I don't know if you guys saw me definitely, but I was excited when Firuza came.
Yeah, man, that was awesome because, she's not listed on the cast, so that makes me wonder.
Maybe it's just the picture then.
It could be. But I do hope that, like you could have, what was a good witch's name?
Sarah.
Sarah be the shopkeeper, where she gets some information from.
Oh, that would be really
maybe
cool.
That's where she gets the picture from. Who knows? I don't know.
Ooh.
But, yeah, that seems really cool. That was way better than I thought it was going to be, quite honestly. I thought it was going to be like that Archie show.
You have a good Riverdale?
Yeah, where it's just like pretty kids fucking. Which I'm not into.
Pretty kids fucking.
That's the subtitle. Archie, pretty kids fucking.
It's Riverdale.
Whatever.
Then like sub parentheses, which I'm not into.
Which is not cool.
Yeah, I would spend an evening watching that.
I'm glad it's a movie, not a series.
Yeah, I think it would be.
I don't think you could drag work much. It out.
I think you could, but I think to do it well, it would be a challenge.
Yeah, you'd have to have a lot of filler.
I think anything that I am interested in, I'll watch more of. So I would be okay with it being a series, but I'm also fine with it being a movie.
But then, we could go all day about this. But if you guys seen the Kraft Legacy trailer, tell us your opinions and what do you think it would be like when it comes out in a couple of weeks here at I Know What You're Watching in the 90s at gmail.com. You can also like us and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at I Know What You're Watching in the 90s.
Maybe they can let us know if they want us to do another mini-sode after we watch the new Craft.
Because
we're fucking watching.
I'm ready to be terrified alone.
If you would like to provide money for us to rent it on demand, we'll send you our Cash Apps.
Only 5 easy payments of $1.99.
We just need like 4 of you, probably.
Yeah.
Just split it amongst the 4 of you. I know there's 4 of us, but we can't split it.
We'll get the GoFundMe up.
They're like $20 or something to
it
get
on demand
movies.
Probably is a $20 rental since it's going to be new. But we don't even know if it's going to be available on anything.
I thought it was going to be on Netflix.
Demand.
Oh, it did?
I thought I saw it, not on that, but on the trailer, but like somewhere else it was going to be on Netflix.
Ooh, if it's on Netflix, never mind about the money. You can still send it if you want to.
For snacks.
Snacks? thanks to listening.
Thanks to listening?
My best friend listening is really
Thank
into...
you, Mr. Listen.
He helps with the episode, guys. Thank you all for listening and rate us on all the podcast stuff and share us with your friends if you think they enjoy a laugh nowadays.
We all need a laugh right now.
Share with your friends. It's not it's not optional. Share with your friends. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.